From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Wednesday, December 4th, and here are today's headlines. The Scott administration says it is facing major challenges to limit state spending next year to a 3% increase. The next few weeks are crunch time for the administration as it makes key decisions about its budget proposal for next fiscal year. The process started when Finance and Management Commissioner Adam Gresham asked all departments to respond to how a 3% increase would impact their programs. And he says the results were sobering.
It's going to be difficult. We have rising healthcare costs. We have rising program costs. We have a collective bargaining agreement to which we are beholden. And it's been a very challenging environment.
Gresham says the administration is committed to meeting its budget goals without raising any taxes. Governor Phil Scott will unveil his proposed budget to lawmakers next month. And it's not just the Scott administration keeping a wary eye on taxes. Towns across the state are just starting to put together their proposed budgets for town meeting day. And some of those towns have tough decisions ahead if they want to keep their taxes down. At a recent Brattleboro Select Board meeting, board member Franz Reichsman said there are not many easy options.
Given that our budget is two-thirds expenses on staff, I don't see how we can do this without cutting staff. You know, there's nothing cheerful about saying that.
Brattleboro is looking at a more than 20% increase in municipal taxes, and Montpelier is facing a similar tax hike if they don't cut some services. The head of a local health care provider addressed concerns from southern Vermonters on Tuesday about the impending closure of its Bellows Falls clinic. North Star Health operates about a dozen health, dental, and vision clinics in Windham and Windsor counties and southwestern New Hampshire. Its Rockingham Health Clinic will close on January 1st. Yesterday on Vermont Edition, CEO Josh Dufresne said the closure is in large part due to an increase in the cost of providing care and a decrease in the number of primary care patients coming through the door.
We knew if we didn't make these tough decisions, the whole system would collapse. And that's where we are now. We have to make the difficult decisions because there is no saving grace that I see in the future unless we make these really hard decisions.
Dufresne noted that North Star still operates two other nearby sites, one in Springfield, Vermont, and the other in Charlestown, New Hampshire. FEMA announced this week that it will send more than $3.9 million in public assistance to the town of Hardwick for damages caused by the July 2023 storms and flooding. The funding covers 90% of the $4.4 million spent on town projects and infrastructure repairs. The state and local government are responsible for the remaining 10%. Included in the FEMA funding are grants specifically for the cost of permanent repairs to the Main Street retaining wall and other road and bridge projects. And the University of Vermont men's soccer team continues to roll through the Division I NCAA men's soccer tournament. With a 1-0 overtime victory against San Diego on Sunday, the Catamounts booked their tickets to run against Pittsburgh, the tournament's number 2 seed. UVM head coach Rob Dow says that the team has put in a great deal of hard work and sacrifice to get to this point.
We're up for the task, and we're just really happy to continue to define Vermont soccer as being one of the top programs in this country.
This is the Catamounts' second time reaching the NCAA tournament quarterfinal in the last 3 years. Their Saturday matchup against the Panthers will be broadcast at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Coming up, property taxes are projected to increase nearly 6% across Vermont next year, and while the legislature and Governor Scott say they won't allow that to happen, their efforts to keep taxes down may be difficult to achieve. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld explains why after this.
The Frequency is sponsored by the Autosaver Group's year-end sales event going on now at all 15 dealerships in Vermont and western New Hampshire. Savings on their entire lineup, from trucks, SUVs, and EVs to fuel-efficient cars and family-friendly models. Inventory from all stores at autosavergroup.com. And Gills Point S Tire and Auto Service, offering tire and brake service, oil changes, and state inspections. Online at gillspointstire.com.
Vermonters' property tax bills shot up by an average of 14% this year. And a new analysis from the tax department this week says they're likely to go up another 5.9% in 2025. But Democratic lawmakers and Republican Governor Phil Scott say they're not going to let that happen. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld spoke with All Things Considered host Mary Engish about how lawmakers plan to reduce the education costs that are putting so much upward pressure on tax rates.
The Vermont Department of Taxes published a forecast on Monday that projects a nearly 6% jump in property tax bills next year. What factors are contributing to the increase?
The major factor is the amount of money that districts are planning to spend on education next year. This forecast is based in large part on a survey that went out to districts to get a preliminary snapshot at what sorts of budget increases they plan to put to voters on town meeting day. And based on that survey, it looks like education spending is on pace to rise by a little more than 6%. That's a lot less than elected officials worried it would be. Last year, school spending went up by about 10%. And we all know what happened to property taxes as a result. And schools are again contending with some serious pressures heading into next year, including a 12% increase in health insurance costs. Tax Commissioner Craig Beaulieu says the preliminary budget numbers suggest that school boards appreciate how much strain these tax increases are putting on residents and that they're doing their level best to keep costs down. But he says that's probably cold comfort to the taxpayers that are going to have to shell out even more money next year to cover these budget increases.
What I think most Vermonters will probably feel is they're feeling the impacts of the nearly 14% increase this year. And I'm guessing most are going to be bummed hearing that there's another forecasted 6% increase on top of that.
So is there a plan to get the property tax bills back in line with what Vermonters actually can afford?
Well, you know, they're working on it. I mean, the question is, what can elected officials do, right? And I put that question to Scott Beck, who's going to serve as the Senate Minority Leader next year. He's been a House lawmaker for 8 years. He serves on the House Tax Committee, and he's been deeply involved in the property tax debate over the course of that time. And he says the simple but hard truth is that the only way to reduce the increase in taxes is to reduce the increase in spending.
I mean, taxes are just a derivative of spending. And unless we're willing to do the hard work to force a change in that trajectory, then it's not going to get better for taxpayers.
Vermont has an expensive public education system. No one on any side of the debate in Montpelier will argue that. We have more staff per student than any state in the country. We have more teachers per student than any state in the country. And we have one of the smallest average class sizes in the nation. All that comes at a cost. Personnel costs account for about 80% of all education spending in Vermont. And people like Scott Beck and Republican Governor Phil Scott are going to argue next year that Vermont cannot bend the cost curve unless it figures out a way to bring those staffing ratios more in line with national averages.
Local school boards are the ones that put together education budgets, and then local voters decide whether, you know, they approve them or not. How can lawmakers or the governor influence spending decisions if we've got a system that's based on local control?
They can influence those spending decisions by changing the environment in which those decisions are made. Lawmakers and administration officials and folks that are part of the education system have been meeting over the summer and fall to think about system-wide reforms that could help districts make money go further. They're looking at ways to bolster resources at the Agency of Education so that schools can offload some of their administrative duties to a state entity. They're looking at ways to centralize the administration of mental health and special ed services in schools. And another huge part of this conversation is what to do about Vermont's decades-old financing system. This is a system we use to fund education, and just about everyone says it's outlived its useful life. Brattleboro Representative Emily Kornheiser is the Democratic chair of the House Committee on Ways and Means, and she says tax policy can be a powerful tool to influence the ways in which Vermont both pays for and administers public education.
Ways we use tax structures to incentivize behaviors by districts, ways we spread tax responsibility amongst taxpayers, types of property, how we appraise properties, and how we deliver resources to districts.
There are also some more blunt force instruments that the legislature could use. Phil Scott has proposed a hard cap on staff-to-student ratios. He says you can get staffing levels down through attrition, and that if you set limits on things like class sizes, then districts are going to be compelled to make the kinds of hard decisions, like closing elementary schools or consolidating high schools, for example, that he thinks will bring down costs. Democrats haven't shown a ton of interest in those sorts of mandates in the past, but after this latest 14% increase in property taxes and the historic gains that Republicans made on Election Day, it's a new day in Montpelier when it comes to the issue of education spending. And Democratic leaders in both chambers of the legislature say everything is on the table right now.
That was Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld speaking with All Things Considered host Mary Engish. The debate over property taxes kicks off in earnest when lawmakers begin the legislative session in January. And Vermont Public's team of State House reporters will be on the ground to deliver all the important news from Montpelier. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Bob Kinzel, Howard Weistisman, Michaela Lefrak, and Nathaniel Wilson. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. I'm taking a break for the next couple of days, but don't worry, The Frequency will still be coming your way, and I'll talk to you again next week.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.